Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Morning Prayer. My name's Dave. Shall we take a few moments to focus our attention on God's presence with us and to thank him for the gift that is this new day? So today we're coming into land with our readings over the last 2 weeks from Psalm 119. Well done for making it through. And today's reading is Psalm 119, verse 161 to 176. It's on page 622, but I'm going to be reading from the Message version. I've been slandered unmercifully by the politicians, but my awe at your words keep me stable. I'm ecstatic over what you say, like one who strikes it rich. I hate lies, can't stand them, but I love what you have revealed. 7 times each day I stop and shout praises for the way you keep everything running right. For those who love what you reveal, everything fits, no stumbling around in the dark for them. I wait expectantly for your salvation. God, I do what you tell me. My soul guards and keeps all your instructions. Oh, how much I love them. I follow your directions, abide by your counsel. My life's an open book before you. Let my cry come right into your presence, God. Provide me with the insight that comes only from your word. Give my request your personal attention. Rescue me on the terms of your promise. Let praise cascade off my lips. After all, you've taught me the truth about life. And let your promises ring from my tongue. Ever, every order you've given is right. Put your hand out and steady me, since I've chosen to live by your counsel. I'm homesick, God, for your salvation. I love it when you show yourself. Invigorate my soul so I can praise you well. Use your decrees to put iron in my soul. And should I wander off like a lost sheep, seek me. I'll recognize the sound of your voice. One of the things I like about the message is how direct it is. This part of Psalm 119 opens with pressure and stress. The psalmist talks about being bullied by powerful people, being hunted, unsettled. And yet their focus isn't the pressure, rather it's God's word. They describe God's promises as like finding hidden treasure. Treasure isn't something you rush past. You stop, you pay attention. For the psalmist, God's word doesn't just wash past them. They're genuinely delighted by it. It's feeding them when everything else feels heavy. There's also a strong contrast in this section between truth and falsehood. The psalmist is very clear, liars exhaust them, but God's teaching gives life. This feels less like a rule book and more like a way of seeing the world clearly. And that's probably something we all need. Help to tell the difference between what distorts us and what grounds us. Then there's this lovely line about praising God 7 times a day. Not because it's scheduled in the diary, but because praise keeps breaking through. Gratitude interrupts ordinary moments. Faith isn't boxed into one quiet time. It keeps resurfacing in the middle of work, conversations, and interruptions. The psalmist also talks about a deep sense of peace, not because life is calm, but because they're anchored. There's a steadiness here that comes from trusting God's ways, even when circumstances are unsettled. It's the peace of knowing where you belong, even if the day ahead feels uncertain. As the psalm comes towards the end, it becomes more personal and more vulnerable. The psalmist talks about longing for God to step in, about wanting to live in a way that reflects what they believe. And then it ends with a very honest admission, "I've wandered off like a lost sheep. Come and find me." That's such a human place to finish. After all the praise and commitment, there's no pretending to have it all together. Just trust. Trust that God is the kind of shepherd who goes looking, who doesn't give up, who knows us so well, even to find us again. So the psalm gives us permission to be real. We can bring our pressure, our distractions, our tendency to drift. And we can also bring our hope that God's word still speaks, still steadies us, still seeks us out. So shall we have some time together now to reflect on and pray about this reading? to end our time together, I'll play the song Speak, O Lord. This song seemed to be a good way to end our journey through Psalm 119, as it mirrors the psalm's repeated refrain, "Teach me, guide me, and help me live your way."